produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome, welcome to my Father's Teachings. My name is Terrence Burton. Before we get into the word for today, let's go before the Father and consult Him in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield myself to Your Spirit. And Father, I pray for the hearts and minds of Your people everywhere to receive with meekness Your Word. Father, I pray for Your Word to come across in clarity. Father, I thank You that Your word is already anointed and I am anointed to carry it. And so, Father, I give You glory, honor, and praise that the sound of Your word coming through my lips of clay will minister to the hearts and minds of Your people. Father, thank You for us being open and ready to hear what the Spirit of God has to say to us today. And Father, we thank You that Jesus will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. All right, so what we have been talking about in this particular series is keeping or guarding your heart, coming from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, which says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. In this stage of our lesson, I want to share something with you that I kind of hit on as we were talking about this particular lesson, but I want to really prioritize a particular thought that we need to understand. And that's so that we can really grasp why it's so important for us to protect our heart. And so then we're going to go into what do I do to protect it? So the reason that your heart is so important that it needs to be protected is because your heart, now when I say your heart, I'm talking about not necessarily the thing beating in your chest. I'm talking about your soul, your force. I'm talking about where your input is developed. And so what we're getting at is this. Your heart is the creative center of your being. And what its job is, what its function is to cause whatever you put in it to grow. So what that means is, now let me say this before I get into what it means. Your heart is created to cause whatever is put in it to grow without favoritism, without filters, without reservation. Its job is to just make whatever you put in it to grow. So that means if you put envy in it, your heart, the job of your heart is to make it grow. If you put love in it, the priority or the job, the responsibility of your heart is to make love grow, because its job is to make whatever you put in it grow. And see, what we tend to want is for there to be some kind of limitations that it will only grow the good things, but not the bad things. But that's not what it was created for. It was created to grow. And so as an individual, we have to monitor what we put in our hearts But we tend to not really, we're probably not going to really monitor that if we don't understand that its job is to make whatever I put in my heart to grow. But it's so important for us to understand that, because our biggest enemy is not anyone outside of us. Your biggest enemy or your best friend is going to be yourself. Outside of God himself, your best friend is going to be you, or you're going to be your worst enemy. So the greatest threat to your life, the greatest threat to whether or not you manifest the things of God, is going to always be you. Now, I thank God that he has set it up that way. Then that means I determine if I'm going to succeed or not. So it's not based on what other people may do to me, but it's based on how I handle myself, how I handle my life. So when he says to keep your heart, he's telling you to keep or guard the protective or protect the creative center of your being. Because God knows that if you don't protect your heart, if you just let anything in your heart, then just anything will end up being produced. Praise God. So he says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it all the issues of life. Why? Because your heart is your creative center. So that's why you don't just, now look at this. So he says in verse 24, put away from thee a froward mouth. That's why you don't just talk about anything. Why? Because what I'm doing with my words is I am feeding my creative center. Let me say it like this. The way you determine if something is going into your heart is by what you're doing with whatever the subject matter is. It's because whatever you give attention to, whatever you're focusing on, then you are actually putting things into your heart. So he says, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Why? Because you're going to be creating these things. He says, let thine eyes look right on. So now he's talking about you need to monitor or protect what you see. Why? Because your lips and your eyes will have an influence on your heart. So you have to monitor those areas, because those would be like, you could say those would be entry points. If this was a fortress, you could say those would be entry points into the fortress. And so you have to monitor what your eyes see, because if you keep looking at certain things, at some point they will have some type of governance in your life and control the output of your life. So he says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Verse 26. Now he's getting into the mind. He says, ponder the path of thy feet. In other words, you think about what you're going to do. You think about the actions you're going to take. And he says, let all thy ways be established. Why? Because what I'm thinking about is going to have an impact on my heart, on my creative center. See, all of these verses 24 through 27, are indeed tied to verse 23. So here he's saying, you have to monitor what you're doing with your thoughts. Why? Because my thoughts have influence on my creativity. Then in verse 27, he says, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. In other words, if you find out that there is something evil going on, you go the other direction. Why? Because I'm creating my life by the things that I'm doing. I'm creating my life by the things that I'm thinking about. I'm creating my life by the things that I'm looking at. I'm creating my life by the words that I speak. Because all of those things have a connection to my heart. And so if I want to protect my life, I first protect my heart. That's why he said, above everything else, in some translations it reads that, to guard your heart with all diligence, or above everything else, because out of it are the issues of life. Now, I want to go to another verse to tie into this in Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing. What does being careful mean? This literally means don't worry. So he says, don't worry about anything. Worry is a function of the mind. And it basically is when someone is thinking or they are afraid that things will not turn out for their good. They're afraid of certain results that they think are going to happen in their life. But he said, don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, so he says, don't worry about anything, but instead of, or in lieu of worry, in your while you're thanking God, communicate to God what it is that you want him to do. In other words, he said, let your request be made known. So don't worry, make your requests. In other words, you find out what it is that you truly want, and you talk to God about what you want. Now, the mistake that many times people make is they're talking to God about what they don't want. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be broke. That's not what he said. He said, talk about what you want. He said, let what you're requesting be made known. And see, the mistake that people make many times is they're trying to push things out of their lives instead of telling God what they want in their life. And see, if you tell God what it is that you want in your life, as those things begin to come into your life, they will push out the things that you're not wanting to be there. So he said, instead of worrying, pray about what it pray for, rather, let your request be made known unto God with thanksgiving about what it is that you truly want from the Father. And then he says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep, wait a minute, shall do what to your heart? Remember, chapter 4, verse 23 of Proverbs, it says, keep thy heart. So now he's telling us how to keep it. We keep it by eliminating worry, by letting our request be made known unto God instead of worrying. And he says, and what will happen is the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So the keeping of your heart and mind is carried out through Christ as you refuse to worry by letting your request be made known unto God in lieu or instead of the worry. He says the peace of God will come in. And when he says, which passes all understanding, what he's saying is that God's peace cannot be limited to how to what you think, because in your mind, you're thinking all these things have to already be right in order for me to have peace. But the peace of God will precede the manifestation. So in other words, you will get the peace after you have surrendered the thing to God. Look at the order. You're praying with thanksgiving, and you're allowing the peace of God that passes all understanding to enter your heart and mind, and that peace will keep your hearts and minds through Christ. And so it tells us that the reason many of us cannot find peace is because in lieu of making the request known to God, they worry. So instead of being clear about, Father, these are the things that I'm wanting in my life, in lieu of that, they worry. So what God is telling us is, I want you to flip this. Instead of worrying, pray, let God know what it is that you're wanting. But you do that with a heart full of thanksgiving, and then you get the peace that passes all understanding that will keep your heart, because you need something to keep you from the moment that you have prayed to the moment of manifestation. And what will keep you will be the peace of God reigning in your heart and mind by Christ. So you have the peace there during the gap prior to manifestation. So the peace is standing in that spot where things are empty right now until manifestation comes. It's holding the spot. So don't let anything rob you of your peace. Don't let worry rob you of your peace. Don't let current situations rob you of your peace, because if they can rob you of your peace, then they can also rob you of what's coming after the peace, which is manifestation. Praise God. So now let's look at verse 8. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, he said, think on these things. Powerful. Now, let me tell you the mistake that we often make. We tend to think that if something is true, then it merits thought. Then it merits my meditation. No, it doesn't. Because keep in mind, the determining factor of whether or not something is entering your heart is what you do with it. Your attention, your focus determines what actually enters your heart and stays there. So the fact that something is true is not enough for me to merit it becoming a part of my heart. Okay, let me give you an example. Okay, somebody doesn't like you. Small thing. Here's what will happen. You meditate on that. So-and-so don't like you. Then you start thinking about other people don't like you. Well, you know, so-and-so don't like me either. And so now you've got this list of people who don't like you. And so then what happens is, as you going about your life, you end up bumping into more people who don't like you. Why? Because you gave the attention, you gave the focus to the one who didn't like you. Because remember, again, the job, the function of your heart is to make whatever you put in it grow. So if your seed is so-and-so don't like me, the job of your heart is to bring you into connection with more people who don't like you. Not because that's what your heart wants to do. Its job is to follow your lead, and it's following your lead. So the way that you fix that is, you do not give all that attention. You begin to minimize and reduce the attention you give to people hating you or people not liking you or whatever. And you start thinking about the people who care about you. You think about the people who were there in your tough times or in your good times. You think about your true friends. You think about your family members. You're not thinking about the ones who dislike you. You think about why? Because as you think about the people who care about you, then what will happen is your heart will remember, its job is to increase what it is that you put in it. Now you'll find yourself guided by your heart, in your heart, to more people who do like you, who do appreciate you, who do value. Why? Because you've shifted your attention. So now your life has to shift with your attention. Because going back to that first scenario, if you're just thinking about the haters and all of that, what happens? You begin to lose the peace that you had after you prayed. And so this is how you're protecting it. This is how you're protecting it, by you're thinking about things that are just. In other words, not who did me wrong, but who did me right. I know everybody hasn't mistreated you, but we tend to get focused on the ones who didn't. So what are some honest things? What were some good things? Think about the people who've treated you right, the people who've showed up to your defense, people who've had your back. He said, think about those kinds of things. Think about things that are pure, he says. See, not everybody's crazy. Not everybody's out to get you. Think about things that are pure. He said, think about things are lovely. That's why it's good sometimes. That's why I enjoy personally going out and looking and walking in the woods, because I see nothing but purity. It's God's nature. And so I do things like that, whether it's riding my bike around a lake or hiking through the woods, because it helps me. Because it's not always easy. Because don't think I'm telling you something that's always easy. It becomes easier over time. And then there are still times when I have those moments where it's not so easy. But I take those walks and I ride around the lake and everything because I get to see nature in its purity. And so it helps me in protecting my own heart. And so then he says, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. What would happen in your life, man or woman of God, if you just took a few minutes of every day and thought about all the things that you have to be thankful for, and then began to thank God? Thank God that I'm healthy. Thank God that my mind is sharp. Thank God that I can walk. He says that there's anything of this of a good report, report on those things. Report on the fact I've got breath in my lungs. I've got a job. I'm employed. Think on those things. I've got good friends. I've got good family members. There are people in my life who love me. I have people that I work with who help me when I get in a jam. We have good work relationships with each other. Somebody said, but what about the ones who you don't? Don't think about those. He said, think about the good report. And see, the reason we have such mixed lives is because we have such mixed thinking. He said, whatever things are of good report. So don't even think about the ones who don't do what you're thanking God for. See, we're wanting a shift in our lives without us shifting our thinking. And that's where the problem rests. In other words, I got to protect my heart to protect my life. But sometimes we're so busy trying to control other people, thinking that if I make them act right, that that's going to protect my heart. We think it's somebody else's job to protect your heart. And that's not the case. It is not my job to protect your heart, just like it's not your job to protect mine. It's my job to guard my heart. It's my heart. And so likewise with you, it's your job to protect your heart. See, and if we begin to do that, then we'll quit being so demanding of other people. But see, we're only demanding of other people because we require so little of ourselves. Relative to this. Because he said, prioritize guarding your heart. And again, you guard it by what you look at. You guard it by the words that you speak. You also guard it by what comes into your ears. You guard it by the behavior, the paths that you take. You guard it by what you think about. Praise God. And see, it's important to know that all of this is in our care. Because what if God set it up to where you couldn't have peace unless someone else lined up? But see, when you begin to understand this, when you truly grasp this, then you don't need other people for you to have peace. You don't need other people to behave a certain way for you to have peace. Because you've eliminated them out of the equation relative to your peace. Because my peace is based on what I'm thinking about, not on their behavior. But see, we want them to correct their behavior, but we don't want to correct our thinking. And so as a consequence, we end up using their behavior as an excuse for us to not flow in peace or to not flow in love. Well, how can I love them or how can I have peace while they're acting that way? If you find something else to think about, you can. If you think about the things that God is telling us to think about, then you can. Am I saying it's going to be easy? No, but I'm saying it's doable because God told us to do it. He said, think about things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are of a good report, things that have virtue, things that are worthy of praise. And so we need to get our minds right. And I'm not saying that we're going to always be there. But what I'm saying is, if we learn this, then at least we know when our minds get off center, how to bring it back. But if we don't understand this, then we don't know how to bring it back. Praise God. But this is an amazing thing when we really grasp it, because that means it doesn't matter what's going on around you relative to your peace, because you can have your peace even when you're not in a situation that's necessarily peaceful, because you know how to separate your mind from events. Praise God. Now we're going to have to end right there. I will see you next time. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.